Thank the Lord for being here tonight. We appreciate the blessings of the Lord and how the Lord is able to help us. I want to turn to very familiar scriptures. John, the 3rd chapter and the 16th verse. We do have a burden up on our hearts tonight. I desire your prayers. I surely need the Lord to help us out here. The Lord to bless us in every need. It said here, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I thought about this, how that this has really touched our hearts before I got saved, that God so loved every one of us that he was willing. He loved his Son.
Yes, he did.
And I thought about how that he was willing to sacrifice his only Son. His only Son was willing to sacrifice that you and I can have victory in our soul.
Amen.
Over the world.
Yes.
Over the thing that's in the world. And I pray today that we will really seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Brother, today he is near. Right here. He's right here to help every soul that is in need. Help every soul that is, seem like troubled and down and out. He is able to come in and he's able to lift you up. And he's able to give you genuine, I'm talking about genuine salvation. Brother, today we need that. In the world today, we need genuine salvation in our souls, every one of us. And, but I thought about how that it said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This love for the whole world. He created the whole world. And I thought about how that he loved them and he wanted them to be saved. And I thought how that he said over there in Matthew, he says, "Come unto me." He wants every one of us to recognize our need. He wants every one of us to realize that he has got power. He's got victory. He's got everything that we need to be delivered from all the things that's in the world today. Oh, may God help us today. And I want to turn over to Ephesians and the 2nd chapter of Ephesians. I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us all. I pray the Lord to help us to really realize that Jesus, he was willing to come down here. He was willing to be spit upon. He was willing to be mocked and all these things. He was willing to be do that for you and I, that we might be delivered from sin. You and I might be delivered from the world and from everything that's unlike God. And I want to turn over to Ephesians. And it said here, the second chapter of Ephesians and the fourth verse, it said, but God, who is rich in mercy. I thought about that. He is rich in mercy. Brother, listen, we need, it's the mercy of God, you know, that we're here today. It's the mercy of God that He has spared our lives and help us. But brother, listen, it said here, God who is rich in mercy for His great love wherein He loved us. Even when we were dead in sin, even when we was going out and going against the precious blood of Jesus, He loved us so much, and He deals with us. And I thought about how that, you know, that's what touched my heart. I said, because He died on the cross, He put thorns on His head. It's for me. It's for you. It's for every one of us. Lord, help us today. That is why that He was willing to come down here and to be humiliated. But I pray today we need to recognize and realize I want the Lord to come into my heart. I want the Lord to change my life. I want the Lord to give us something real in my soul, where that I can stand up against the evils, against sin, against everything that's unlike God. Brother, we can have a victory over every evil right here. It's through the blood of Jesus. Oh, thank the Lord today. You know, it's a wonderful thing. But He said, God, who is rich in mercy for His great, it says His great love. His great love. It didn't just say love. It said great love. Oh, may God help us today. His great love. Oh, I'm so glad. You know, I thought about how that it does seem real sad about Jesus being crucified. But I want to say here today, if He hadn't been crucified, we wouldn't have had victory. We wouldn't be able to serve God in that right and acceptable way. We won't be able to do that. But you know, He was willing. This is the real love of God toward every one of us today. And it's that great love wherein He loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together. Oh, isn't that a wonderful thing? Quickened us together with Christ. And it's said here, oh, may the Lord, by grace you're saved, and it raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places, not in earthly places, in heavenly places. Oh, may the Lord help us today. We can serve the Lord. We can be in unity, and we can have the power and the victory over the enemy. You know, that's one thing. I don't like the devil because why? He just tried to lead away. He tried to hinder our children, and he tried to do everything that he can to really deceive them. But thank the Lord today, we've got a Savior. We've got a mighty God. We got someone that is able to save us, deliver us, make us a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, thank the Lord today. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I'm glad I'm free, Brother Ed. You know, I'm glad that I'm not serving the devil. I'm glad I'm not serving the world. I'm glad I'm not serving the thing that's evil. But I'm trying my best to reach toward heaven and to God and the Savior.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Because I love Him.
Yes.
He loved me. He died for me. Why shouldn't I love Him? You know, oh, may the Lord help us today. Right? I want to turn to Romans, the 5th chapter. Oh, God, help us tonight. You know, we need God. I depend upon God getting up here because, you know, this is a serious place. And I want the Lord, I want the Holy Spirit to deal and to work with us so that the world can see that God is a great God and He's able to help us in every need. But in Romans, the 5th chapter, oh, may God help us. These are very familiar scriptures. But thank the Lord. I'm glad for His love. I'm glad for His mercy and His goodness to us. And it said here in the 5th chapter of Romans, and starting at the 6th verse, it said, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He died. Gave His Son. He died. He suffered.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, may God help us today to realize that God loved us so much that He made a way. The plan of salvation. He made the plan of salvation that every one of us, it said, whosoever will.
Yes.
That takes in everybody.
Yes.
Whosoever lives, let him come and drink of this or partake of this wonderful plan of salvation.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, may God help us today.
Yes.
It said, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Oh, may the Lord help us today. You know, I thought about people today. They don't really realize and understand how the enemy can just get them in a trap, get them in something that they just seem like they can't really get out of it. But Christ's blood, brother, it's powerful. You know, He is able to deliver us to the uttermost. There's nothing. I'm going to say it again. There's nothing too hard for my Savior.
Amen.
There's nothing too hard. He can change a man. If you want to be changed, I thought about my life. I had two religions in my home, and I was so confused and mixed up. I didn't know what to do. And the Lord spoke to my heart. And He said, son, give me your heart. Just give me your heart. Well, I thought, well that's not very much, Brother Michael, is it? Just give me your heart. And I said, Lord, I'm going to give you my heart. I want to change. I want to give you my heart, the old fleshly heart, and I want you to give me a spiritual heart.
Yeah.
I want you to give me a heart that is soft and a heart that will love you with all my heart.
Yes.
May the Lord help us.
Yes.
Help us today. Oh, it said, when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded His love. He said He commanded His love. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Toward us. You know, I thought about that. A great love. God, it seemed like there's not a love
like the love of God.
You know, the people I know, that there's love in the world, you know, in the natural world and all that. But this, I'm talking about a real love. The real love that will touch the hearts of men. Oh, may the Lord help us today. I want to turn over to 2 Timothy. Lord, help us today. Second Timothy, the 4th chapter, and we're going to start at the 18th verse. It said, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work." You know, that's a real good testimony. God is able to deliver us. Lord, help us. Deliver us from every evil, every sin, everything that's unlike God. He's able to deliver us from all of this. Isn't that wonderful? It's a wonderful thing. But may the Lord help us today. It said, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me. Oh, thank the Lord today. Isn't that wonderful to be preserved? Isn't that a wonderful thing to seem like the Lord has given us something real in our hearts and the Lord is able to bless us? But he said, oh, may God help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. It said, preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. Amen. You know, we can have a hope.
That's right.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
We can have a hope.
Yes. Amen.
Lord, help us today. It says, the heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Oh, may the Lord help us today. I'm glad that he delivered my soul.
Amen.
Oh, I was in deep, deep sin. But the Lord reached way down. He reached way down and lifted me up. But it didn't stop there. And he lifted me out.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, thank the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yes. Amen.
That you can be free. Brothers, don't let the enemy tell you you can't live free from sin.
Amen.
Don't let the devil tell you that. He'll tell you that. I tell you, when I first got saved, well, I had to press. But I'm glad I did. The devil said, oh, you can't live this life while you've tried it and you've been in deep sin and all of this and you just can't live it. Brother, he's a liar.
Amen.
That's right. He's a liar. We can live holy. That's right. We can live righteous.
Amen.
And we can live godly.
Yes.
Right here in this old cruel world.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Where sin abounding on every side.
Thank the Lord.
That's right.
Yes.
Sin's abounding on every side.
Yes, it is.
But we can have victory. Oh, thank the Lord. You know, I'm so glad for the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm so glad. You know, I tell people, I said, if I die and go to heaven, I want to ask Jesus, I love you because you was willing to sacrifice and made a plan of salvation that I can receive. That I could get a hold of.
Yes.
That I could live it every day.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
You know, I love the Lord. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to really love the Lord. But I'm glad He saved us. I want to turn to Luke St. Luke, the 4th chapter. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us tonight. We surely need the Lord. Surely need God to help us out and to bless us. It said here in the 18th verse of the 4th chapter of St. Luke, it said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Christ prophesying because he is anointed, made to preach the gospel to the poor. You know, Jesus, he loved the poor. He wanted to tell them there's hope.
Yes, amen.
There's a way out. There's something real in your that I have for you.
Yes.
Listen to what it said. Preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent to heal the brokenhearted. Oh, people today, how many people out in the world is brokenhearted?
Many.
How many? Many, many, many. You can't even name them, no doubt. Brokenhearted. And if they don't seek the Lord, if they don't come unto Him, they're still going to be brokenhearted. But if they come to Him, you know Jesus said, come unto me. That's what Jesus told us, didn't he? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you something real. That's right. He'll give us something real in our soul.
Amen.
But he said here, brokenhearted, preach deliverance. Oh, I love that word, deliverance. Oh, I love that. Brother Ed, I love deliverance. Brother, today, listen, we need to be delivered from sin.
Yes. Yes,
delivered from. In other words, we don't sin no more.
Amen.
Lord, help us.
Yes.
Living free from sin. You know, a lot of people, it's just the devil. Said, oh, you can't live free from sin.
Yes.
We can.
Yes.
I'm not boasting, but I'm living free from sin.
Thank the Lord.
That's right. Why? Because I believe in Jesus.
Yes.
I believe that He is able to help me. You know, the devil comes in just like a flood. I say, get behind me. I know Jesus loves me, and I know He'll take me through.
Amen.
That's right. He'll take me through. I believe that. You know, I've said this. I said this before, and I'm not boasting. I told this man. He said, you might just be sick and fall down. You need an ambulance. I said, no. The Lord will take care of me.
Yes.
I believe that. Don't you?
Yes.
I believe the Lord. If we trust in Him, if we put our hope and our willingness and our desire before Him, He'll take care of us. We don't have to worry. You know, brother over there old brother Harris, you probably know Brother Harris. He said, worrying isn't trusting. Well, that's right. That's right. You know why people worry? It's because they're afraid something's going to happen. That's right. Don't worry. Trust in God.
Yes.
Believe God. Stand on the promises of God. Brother, He'll take you through.
Amen.
He'll never leave you. You know the scripture says, He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. People forsake God. But He won't forsake us. We can depend and believe that He won't forsake us. Lord, help us today.
Amen.
And he said, preach deliverance to the captive. You know, I thought about a lot of people is in captivity. That's right. The devil has people in captivity. But I thought about this scripture. When Jesus, you know, when Jesus comes on the scene, I thought about Lazarus, when he rose up, what did he say? Lucy. Oh, thank the Lord. He'll tell the devil, loose him. Let him go. Let him be free. He's able to loose you. If you're in captivity, if you think that you can't do anything, he's able to loose you. He's able to make you free. Oh, it's wonderful, Brother Ed, to be free, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing to seem like I don't know. Lord's helped us. I thought about my wife. You know, she said, the Lord's helped us a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I'm holding on. Holding on with all. I thought about Jacob of old. I'm holding on. Let me go. No, I'm not going to do it.
Yes.
I'm going to hold on to you. I know you're the only one that's able to help me.
Amen.
You're the only one that's able to give us power and victory and grace. You're the only one. Nobody else can do it. People, they tell people, well, go to a psychiatrist. Well, they ain't going to help you. Or they might be give you some dopey pills and stuff, but they're not going to help you. That's right. But the great God of heaven, oh, thank the Lord.
Amen.
The wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Brother, I'm lifting you up.
Amen.
Don't believe the devil. I thought about these young people down there at Oklahoma City. No, Norman, I guess it is. In Oklahoma. Well, I believe in God, but I don't know about Jesus. Well, it's a wonderful thing to believe in God. I believe in God. But I also believe in Jesus, that he's able to help me out and give me the victory over the hardest trials and hardest burdens and everything like that. He'll give me victory over that. That's right. That's why I love him.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave a man like that.
Amen.
Because he's got power. What did the Lord say? All power is given unto Jesus. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, it is.
All power. Brother, you can't say any more than that. All power. He's got it.
Yes, he does.
And he's able to give it to you if you're willing to humble yourself and willing to recognize, Lord, I need you more than anything in this world.
Yes.
I need you. Lord, help us today. I want to stress this. The love of God. The song says the love of God is greater. And it said something about how about drain the ocean dry. Lord help us today. I went across the Pacific Ocean. We was in the Marine Corps. And they said, I just can't hardly remember, But they told us how many miles, not feet. See, it's not feet, it's miles. How many miles, Brother Ed? depths of the Pacific Ocean. Well, I think someone said it's miles. But now let's think about it. Can't drain that. A mile of water and I don't know how long. The love of God. Oh, that's a wonderful thing. I love Him. Oh, I know the Lord's able to help us. I want to turn to St. John, the 15th chapter. Lord, help us. Help us today. Oh, we need the Lord so bad. Yes. I need Him too. Oh, I pray, Lord, I don't want You to leave me. Oh, if You leave me, Lord, I won't have any power. I won't have any victory. The devil will take advantage of my soul. Don't leave me, Lord. Oh, may God help us today. Listen to what this said. 15th chapter and the 13th verse. It says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You know we're his friends. The whole world is his friends. That's right. He wants to change them. He wants to help them. He wants them to give. He wants to give them a pure, holy, clean, righteous life. Yeah. Right here where sin abounding on every side. Give us victory where people can look upon us and say, that's a child of God. Yeah. That's God's children.
Yes.
Lord, help us today. Help us to realize, oh, we need faith in Him. It said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. Believe that Jesus has power. I think there was a scripture talking about, do you believe I'm able to do this? He's talking about the man that he was blind, I think it was. Do you believe that Jesus is able to change our lives, change our hearts, give us something real in our hearts where we can stand up boldly? I'm talking about standing up boldly.
Yes.
And said, I'm saved. I'm living for God. God's real.
Amen.
Tell the world, God's real. Yes. He is real.
Yes, He is.
He's real. You know, a lot of things, I thought about people, they say, well, why does the Lord let this happen? How would the Lord let that happen? Well, what does it say? Strive. To enter in.
Yes.
What does that mean, strive? Work hard at this.
Yes.
Lord, help us today. You know, we need to have a real, real strong desire.
Amen.
A real strong desire to serve God. A real strong desire to go all the way with God.
Yes.
There's nothing in this whole world amount to anything. That's right.
Yes.
But salvation,
oh, it's wonderful. It'll change. It'll give you peace. It'll give you satisfaction. You know, it seemed like coming down to this meeting, and you know, I look on people's faces, and you know what I see? Sadness. Distress. Anguish. Why? They might have a profession, but that's not going to do it. To be happy, we need Christ to come into our hearts, Christ to deliver everything that's unlike God.
Amen.
That's right. Then we get that peace. What did Jesus say? Peace, I leave with you. Christ can leave peace,
yes, amen,
in our hearts. Not at the world. Well, you know, the president is trying to make peace with all these things. You can't make peace. That's right. You can't do it. The only peace that we can have is when Christ gives us that wonderful, great, precious peace from heaven.
Amen. Yes, amen.
You know, oh, may the Lord help us today. I love the Lord with all my heart. I pray the Lord to help us in every need. It said, you, my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you, it's easy to do that. If you have a desire, you know, I told the Lord, Lord, I want to live holy. I know you can help me. I know you can give me peace. I know you can give me courage and strength to press the battle on and have that joy within my soul. Lord, I appreciate it. You're my friend. Do you want to be a friend of Jesus? Oh, I want to be a friend. I want to be a friend to Jesus. Oh, the one that is able to help us. Oh, it seemed like I'd be lost without Jesus. I really would. He makes me happy. He makes me glad. He puts wonderful things within my soul.
Amen.
Lord, help us today. You know, I appreciate the Lord. It says, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servants knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You know, to know the Lord is a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is.
To know the Lord and what He really means to us and what He really stands for is a wonderful thing. Oh, Lord, help us. I want to turn to Titus. Lord, help us tonight. Oh, my heart is so heavy. Lord, help us today. Help us to really realize the Lord is able to help us. The 11th verse, the 7th chapter of Titus in the 11th verse, it said, for the grace of God, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation. He's the one that brings salvation.
Yes.
Hath appeared to all men. And I thought about how that there's another scripture said, thou art inexcusable. Brother, listen today. If we get up there at the judgment bar of God and we don't have the blood applied to our hearts, depart. Oh, Lord, help us. Depart. You don't want the Lord to say that.
Amen.
Depart. I don't know you. The blood, I know the blood. I know the blood. But I don't know this. Lord, help us today. It says, we're not going to have no excuse. You know, I've heard people say, well, so-and-so, you know, he's doing this, and I see things in his life and all this. Brother, that's not going to be an excuse. That's right. Every one of us are going to have to stand before God for ourselves. And we're going to have to give an account I'm going to have to give an account for me. I don't have to give an account for Brother Ed. But I'm going to have to give an account for me.
Amen.
That's right. That's why I've been a searching my heart and praying and seeking. Lord, I'm not a young man, but I may go out of this world, but I want to meet you.
Yes.
I want to meet you in peace. Lord, help us today. Oh, may the Lord help us. Said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, everything that's ungodly, everything that's not godly, and worldly lust, oh Lord, help us today. We should live soberly. I believe that word means balance. Lord, help us today. We need to live a balanced life.
Amen.
Oh, may God help us today. Say we're righteously and godly in this present world.
Amen.
Right here, this is the, you call it what, the dressing room?
Yes.
That's right, the dressing room.
Yes.
Getting ready to meet God. Examine our heart. Humble our hearts. Call upon God. God's able to save you. He's able to heal you. He's healed me I don't know how many times. Serious. Serious injuries. Serious sickness. He's healed us. Lord, help us today.
Amen.
Faith in God. Believe in Christ. Hold on to Christ.
Amen.
Lord, I'm not going to let you go. You're going to have to heal me. You're going to have to save me. You're going to have to give me something real in my heart. And then I can shout and praise God for the many blessings
Amen.
That you bestow upon me.
Yes.
I'm not going to let you go. Lord, help us today. Don't let him go. Teaching us, denying ungodliness, worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously, godly in this present world. Looking for that blessed hope.
Yes,
are you looking for that hope?
Yes.
That hope is Jesus.
Amen.
That's right. That hope is Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, listen. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Father Jesus Christ,
yes.
who gave himself. Oh, Lord. who gave himself. Oh, listen to this. It wasn't easy. He was slapped on and he was crowned with thorn. He was spit upon. He was speared in his side. Oh, listen. Not for himself, but for you and I, that we can have victory in our soul. We can have power with God. We can live a holy life right here in this world.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord. We don't have to doubt. Doubting will hurt us from getting the victory. That's right. Don't doubt. Believe. Have faith in God. Believe Christ. Believe He's the Savior of the world. Believe that He's able to help us. Oh, I wish I could go down there to Norman. I know probably they won't let me. Preach to them, young people. Listen, you're the future. Lift up Jesus.
Yes.
Lift Him up. Don't put Him down.
Amen.
Lift Him up.
Yes.
It'll be a better world.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Lord, help us today. Oh, may God help us today. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from a few iniquities? No. All iniquity.
Amen.
Every sin, every wrong, everything, He's able to purge it out.
Thank the Lord.
That's right.
Yes.
Lord help us. Said He, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify Himself. Oh, thank the Lord today. Purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
Amen.
Oh, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for His victory to us. I thank the Lord we don't have to be carried down by the devil. Devil is a defeated foe.
Amen.
If Christ is for us, the Bible says, who can be against us? It says who? The devil can't. People can't. Well, they can try. discourage you. That's right. But we don't look to people anyway. We're looking to Jesus.
Amen.
We're looking up. We ain't looking around. Brother, we're looking up. But may God help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today.
Amen.
That we will seek the Lord. We will call upon God. You know, all these things that's in the world, I feel like is vanity. No value. You might get involved in the world, but it's no value. You can work and you spend your money. It's all gone. Lord, help us today.
Yes.
And then maybe we buy fine homes and all these things. You can't take it with us. You know, I was talking to this man's wife, and she told me this. I don't know if it's right or not, but she said her husband had quite a bit of money. And he told his wife, he said, now you promise me that when I die, you put all that money in my casket. That's what he said. That's what she told me. Now, what good is that money going to do to him? He's gone. He's out in eternity. But he said, I want all my money. Brother, you can't take it with you. No, you can't. Give it to the Lord. You know, that's the best thing. But I pray today, I pray the Lord. Seek the Lord. It says, seek the Lord while he may be found. I thought about young people. You know, out in the world, there's nothing out in the world. I used to think, when I was out in the world, I love dancing. And I'd rather dance than eat. That's right. But you know, when the Lord, oh, thank God today, when the Lord gave me a clean heart, I told my mom, Mom, what in the world did I do this silly thing? Silly stuff. I call it silly stuff. Why did I do that? It's the flesh. You know, something that feels good to the flesh. You know, a lot of people do it, don't they?
Yes.
But it don't satisfy. It'll put you in bondage. It'll bound you up.
Yes.
And it seems like that it's hard to get out of it. And I know people that is in deep, deep sin. Oh, Brother Gordon, I wish I could get out of this. I said, oh, you can. The Lord can help you.
Yes.
Oh, he said, you don't understand. Well, I said, maybe I don't understand. I said, the Lord is able to help you.
Yes.
Well, he said, I'm just too far gone. Well, a lot of people think that way.
That's right.
I'm too far. Well, I did things, Brother Gordon, that you don't even know about or realize. But you know what I tell him? I said, Jesus knows about it.
Yes.
And I said, he'll help you. He'll help you get out of this.
Amen.
Lord, listen today. Young people, oh, listen. Oh, I love your soul. I don't want you to get out there and the devil take advantage of your soul. Please seek the Lord. Call upon Him. Believe in Him. He'll deliver you. He'll save you. He'll give you that peace and that satisfaction where you can stand up in the world and live peaceably.
Amen.
To live happy. Lord, help us today. Consider this. Don't listen to the world.
Amen.
Oh, the world will drag you down.
Yes.
Listen to the one that is able to help you, and that's Jesus.
Yes.
Love Him. Plead with Him. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Jesus, come into my heart. Please ask the Lord to help you. I pray today. I pray the Lord to help us all out. God is faithful. Oh, I'm glad He's so faithful. I'm glad He is able. You know, He don't carry no grudges or anything. Well, this man don't live for me. He don't think like that. Oh, if I could only help. You know, that's what Jesus said. If I can only help him. Oh, if I can only get to him. I love him.
I don't want him to get in trouble. I don't want the devil to take advantage of you. Seek the Lord. Call upon Him. He's near. He's right here. He'll save you. He'll deliver you. He'll do everything He can if you're willing. And humble ourselves and call upon Him. He's willing to help you. So I pray. I pray tonight that consider ask the Lord to help you. If there's things that seem like it's hard for you to get rid of, Lord, give me a desire to cast that away. Lord, give me a desire to press the battle on. Lord, I want to live for You. Pray the Lord to help you. He will help you. I'm going to say it again. He will help you. But we've got to seek Him with our whole heart. And ask the Lord, Lord, help me right now. Deliver my soul right now. Because I desire You more than anything in this world. You pray for me.